Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Travis.
Travis, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's up, Travis?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is girl Kelsey. I don't know. I really like her, and I'm just hoping you're going to give me a hand with this whole situation. I really don't know what to say.
I think he's calling for second date, Woody.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Is that what this is about,
yeah.
Travis?
Yeah. I need to bring in the professionals.
Well, he knows who to call.
He came to the wrong spot.
It's like we're Ghostbusters or something, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm a delivery guy. I deliver to her work, and she always signs for the packages at her job, and I just kind of got interested. We got friendly, you know, and she's really, really attractive. We became like Facebook friends from there. We talk in the lobby and stuff, and we became Facebook friends, and that kind of turned into texting and calling, and it kind of grew from there, right? And finally, I asked her out on a date, and
where'd you go?
I took her to Brimstone Haunt.
What?
Ooh. Is that as good as people say it is?
Yeah.
I haven't been there before.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
Honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, this is a great idea for a first date.
That's fun. And,
right. We had so much fun there. It was great. And I was thinking to myself, well, this could have gone better. I can't wait for our second date. And, I mean, obviously, if things had gone well, I wouldn't be calling right now because I have not heard from her since then. So I don't know what I did wrong. But now when I go there, someone else signs for the packages. And so I haven't even seen her since. Okay.
Oh.
Just avoiding him.
Yeah.
So let's get this straight. She ghosted you. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yep.
Sorry.
I did. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Real funny. Okay. Well, we'll give Kelsey a call here in about 10 minutes for you, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Travis, are you like a horror movie aficionado? Because Woody is. He loves that stuff.
I mean, I love horror movies, but like, I don't know if aficionado is the word, but I really do enjoy them.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Takes a special kind of dude.
Yeah, it does. We're a bit weird, too.
Yeah, okay. So, well, let's see if we can get Kelsey to come to her senses, okay?
Okay, I'm counting on it.
Stay a little quiet, then.
Hey, this is Kelsey.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
You don't have caller ID, do you?
Well, I'm assuming you're going to tell me.
It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. Really?
I like it when they say that, Woody, don't you?
Well, let's see if she keeps this excitement after
yeah.
she finds out
why are you calling me? This is great. I love you guys, but why?
So you tune into us sometimes.
I do.
Spring it on her.
Yeah, so you're familiar with what we do called Second Date Update?
Yes.
The excitement's starting to dwindle,
I think,
Nancy.
the lights are on, right?
So Travis just called us and said you guys went out on a date and he can't get a hold of you.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay, so he gave us the backstory. He went to a haunted house and then you ghosted him. Sorry, I'll quit using that cheesy line, but...
Nice pun, but he came to pick me up and he didn't say where we were going because he said it's going to be a surprise, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. And then we end up at this Brimstone Haunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just freaked out. I hate haunted houses, like, with a passion. I do not go to them. I do not watch horror movies. I just, no, I cannot do it. And I sat in the car and I'm freaking out because we're there and he's talking me into it, reassuring me and all this stuff. And I'm like, I do not want to be here. And it took him like 15 minutes to talk me into going in there, and I still did not want to go.
What happened?
Well, I mean... He told people at the haunted house who work there what my name is. And like all the way through, I hear my name whispered. like almost hyperventilating talking about this. And like, they just did this extra special job of freaking me out and like whispering my name, and I was screaming and crying, and she just laughed.
No. I mean, how bad was it?
Oh my gosh, you guys, these people were touching me and they were chasing me and they were whispering my name, and it was awful. It was awful.
Listen to her.
So I know.
She sounds upset right now.
So what she thought was going to be this nice, cute surprise of a date turned into a nightmare, apparently.
And he laughed at you?
And he just laughed like I was his amusement or something.
That's not true. I we were having a great time. What are you talking about?
You were having a great time. I was freaking out the entire time.
What? I wasn't laughing at you. I thought we were having fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what date you were on, but I was freaking out the whole time.
That's what these places are like, though. You're supposed to get scared. It's not,
he's got a point there.
But she was crying.
I know.
She was crying.
She was. I thought you were just into it. I thought you were really into it.
You are completely tone deaf to like anyone else's, what anyone else is experiencing, and you're just going to do what you want to do, and that's why we're not going on another date. Travis, was your clue not when I called an Uber and Ubered home instead of going home with you?
I thought you had something to do.
Oh my God!
Travis, you are a little tone deaf here.
What?
Read the room a little bit here.
Here's the thing: when I was a kid, my brothers used to make me watch these horror movies, and then they would creep up on me and scare me, and it's just I can't do that stuff.
What did you want? You wanted to go to see Barbie or something? I don't understand. What did you want to do?
What is wrong with Barbie? Are you afraid of that movie?
I mean, let's be honest here, Travis. You didn't really give her the option. You told her you were surprising her and just kind of took her to the haunted house.
And you didn't know till you got there, right?
I'm dressed for a nice dinner, and he takes me to a place where people are going to, like, touch me.
I mean, we were going to get dinner after we went. It seemed like a nice thing to do afterwards. You work up an appetite.
Worked up an appetite?
No,
I had to leave, Travis, because you were not understanding that I was not comfortable. And so I just left.
What are you talking? You just seemed hungry, I thought.
Listen to her voice shaking, Travis. Don't you see she's still upset?
No, it sounds like she's hungry right now.
Sounds like she's
since
hungry.
Then, Travis.
Maybe this is where we come in, Woody, since there seems to be, maybe she's hangry. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, but I guess we got to make the offer, right?
Well, let's just see how this works out.
All right. Well, what we could do here is set you guys up for that second date where we send them out in the company limo, right?
Yeah. You maybe go somewhere else?
Yeah, we won't go to Brimstone Haunt.
No, we'll go somewhere else, but you both have to say yes.
No.
I'll go somewhere else.
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
What are you talking about?
Travis, no. Lose my number.
We'll go somewhere not scary.
No. You are obviously completely tone deaf to other people and what they're experiencing. So no, why would I want to go on a date with you? No.
Why are you so uptight? Why are you so uptight about this? I don't understand.
This is not on me. This is all you. So no, no. Except that somebody does not want to go on a date with you and move on.
I think she said it, Travis.
So is that a no?
You know what? I think we're done here. I really think we're done here.
The K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.